Certainly the most famous and most controversial of all crystal skulls is the Mitchell Hedges Skull of Doom, which was allegedly found in the Mayan ruins at Luba Antun in what was then British Honduras, now Belize, in 1924 by the English adventurer Frederick Albert Mitchell Hedges, 1882-1959, and his adopted daughter, Anna. This life-size clear quartz crystal skull is the only one so far known with an anatomically correct detachable lower jaw and has so far defied all modern dating techniques, proved difficult to apply definitive manufacturing methods to, and has no actual independent proof for its find location. Some investigators think the skull was bought at a Sotheby's auction, but Anna insisted that the discovery was exactly as she reported it right up to her death in 2007, such that the skull was discovered under a collapsed altar inside a temple on her 14th birthday, and that it has always had strange qualities. By the 1970s, it was accepted mythology that 13 such life-size skulls of quartz would eventually be found and reunited to bring an ancient message they somehow contained to the world. Looking further afield, the three British Museum crystal skulls appear to show various identifiable Victorian rotary tool marks. The Smithsonian Milky White skull has similar marks, and the Paris Musée de l'Homme and Musée de Quai Branly examples are also very similar to these in a lot of respects, leading many to say that they were all produced by the same person at the same time in the same workshop. To add to the controversy, the majority of these examples may originally have been sold through the shop of antiques dealer Eugène Bobin in Paris, although the authenticity of his other antiquities on sale, including many from South America, has never been brought into doubt.